Chapter 4. Law. Keeping your nose clean. 1.4. Legal services. Task 2. Robert asked a lawyer whether he needs to be VAT registered while forming a private limited company in the UK. Listen to the lawyer and reformulate the advice in plain English.
Before you form a company, you should also consider applying for a VAT number, particularly if you think you'll incur a lot of expenses where you're purchasing VAT-able items, for example, laptops, computers, furniture, company car, etc. It's also a legal requirement for any business earning more than £77,000 per annum to be registered for VAT. Failure to do so is tax evasion and may be a criminal offence. Because the constitution of your company may be complex and possibly require other agreements, such as a director's service agreement, a shareholder agreement, a cross-option agreement, to be put in place in relation to governance, power, voting, etc., you may wish to enlist the services of a qualified corporate lawyer or company law lawyer. This will inevitably have a financial impact and so needs to be factored into your budget. It's a bit like planning the divorce while you're planning the wedding. But putting these things in place at the formation stage of your company and startup phase can actually save a lot of money, particularly if or when your directors and shareholders disagree with the running and direction of the company in future months and years.